raise your hands if you have any questions, and I will call on you. Everybody hear us? Start off with Zach Buchanan.
Or I just wondering if you could run us through your injured list and how everybody's doing.
Oh, man. Let's see. Bum played a little bit of toss today, had his throwing program. And Zach Gallen threw a bullpen yesterday, scheduled to throw a sim game on Saturday. And we'll anticipate that happening. I think it'll be 3 and 45 pitches on Saturday. Let's see, Widener had initiated a throwing program a couple days ago, and he's feeling good, and had a chance to connect a little bit with Cole Calhoun as well yesterday, and he's in a pretty good spot. He feels like he's turning the corner and is on a good path for the earliest return possible. We know what that target date is, and he's full steam ahead, got a great mindset to get to that day. Be ready on that day.
When are you guys targeting return to him? Just kind of what's the stretch look like between where he is now and then?
I'm not sure what the exact protocols will be. We're going to get some of that, feedback from him and see where he's at day by day. But I think the progression is going to be the fairly normal one and consistent one that we've been using, where he'll get into some live ABs and then into some games and making sure that he's ready. Ready on that 61st day.
Nick McCorrell.
When did Bum first start playing catch, Tori?
I think either today or yesterday was his first day. So he'd been getting treatment up to that point.
What is your sense on his timetable?
I don't have one right now. Just want to get him back up on his feet, get him running in a positive direction, get that throwing program, then get him onto a mound. So I don't know what the timetable is exactly at this point. It hasn't been determined.
Jody Jackson.
Tori, I thought I had seen Dupe scheduled somewhere for the weekend, but do you have any news on starters the next 2 days at all?
The notes will be coming out later. Steve. Just making sure. What's that? Okay. We are TBA on Sunday, but Caleb tomorrow. So we're sorting through that right now.
Jack Summers.
Tori, it sounds a little bit like Zach Gallen is a little bit ahead of the other fellas. Does that mean that there's a chance that he could be back by before the end of June?
You're correct. Yes, he is absolutely ahead of the others. I was just going through some thoughts of calendar in my head. I'm not sure what that means. I'm very encouraged by what I've been hearing. I saw his bullpen yesterday, saw several of his pitches yesterday, and we'll be anxiously awaiting that news on his sim game tomorrow, and then we'll start to piece together from there. So I anticipate him returning before the date you asked.
Yesterday, you guys had mentioned that part of the evaluation process, the ongoing process had to with the hitting, had to do with waiting for the injured players to come back. Mm-hmm. Would it be fair to say, with that precedent set, that if you roll back in all of these injured pitchers and there still is an improvement on that end, we may see a similar scenario play out?
It's too hard to say at this point. I mean, look, yesterday was an emotionally raw day for all of us. So I haven't even thought about that.
Tori, with Zach, if this everything goes well with the sim game, do you think his next one could be at an affiliate?
It's too early to say. Knowing Zach, anything is possible.
Nick McCorrell.
Anything with Bukoska, Tori?
He has not begun his throwing program. Had a 20-second interaction with him yesterday, and he was in the weight room getting some work done, and said he feels good and he looked good. So you know what? Let me actually finalize that before. Gosh, let me see here. I'll circle back with you if he's begun a SOAR program or not. I'm not sure if he has, to be honest with you.
Anything else for Tori? All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tori.